إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, this Fajr reminder is dedicated to my favorite Sheikh Navan Mahmood. I call him my favorite Sheikh because he is an entrepreneur. He is a guy who has come up from scratch, so to speak, because he started. He's full of new ideas, he's full of great ideas, and he knows how to make them work. And alhamdulillah, he is focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason I'm dedicating this to him is for two reasons. One is because this Fajr reminder actually comes out of another earlier one which I did, and also something which I mentioned in one of my khutab, which is the hectic pace of life that we have chosen for ourselves. And Navan is a classic example of that, very hectic pace of life that we've chosen for ourselves, all leading to, inshallah, worldly goodness. And in that process, perhaps we forget our main purpose, which is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if we don't forget it, or even if we do remember it, it necessarily gets relegated to some kind of a backseat, because the dunya that we've immersed ourselves in does not allow us the time to do what we need to do. I'm also recording this in the airport as I'm sitting here waiting for my flight, and you will get some background noise and so on, and that's deliberate because it symbolizes the world that we are in, where we can't take ourselves out of this world into a place which is completely sublime and peaceful and harmonious. We have to live in the middle of this world with announcements which pronounce infants and bingaluru and things like that, and yet retain our sanity and continue to work and continue to fulfill the purpose of our creation, which is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah did not create us to travel, He didn't create us to catch planes, He didn't create us to do anything other than His worship. And the ability to do that, and the ability to convert catching planes and sitting in airports and eating egg dosas and whatever into ibadah, and that methodology Allah taught us, which is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why this particular Fajr reminder, which I have said, which I've called it multitasking for spirituality. Now, why I said that is because I thought to myself that after complaining, there's no point in defining the problem if one doesn't have a solution. So my problem definition, I'm sure, is right, which is that we don't give ourselves the time in our hectic lives to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just defining a problem correctly is not sufficient. What people need is solutions. So what is the solution? And the solution again comes from the same hectic lifestyle that we have got, which is multitasking. Now, how do you multitask for spirituality? The number one thing to multitask for spirituality is what I call monitoring. We need to monitor ourselves. We need to consciously and continuously monitor ourselves. Imagine that you are you have a whole lot of software running on a platform, and this platform runs in the background. You can't see it. It runs in the background, but without this platform, the software won't work properly or won't work at all. And that background is this monitoring. The background is the monitoring, which we call muhasiba, which we call taking account, which we call being aware of what is going on in our lives. So the issue is that how do we monitor ourselves? So the monitoring with ourselves is to see how am I connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where the multitasking comes in. So several ways of multitasking. Number one is to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything around us. Because that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. To look, consciously train yourself to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all that surround us. See the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the escalator, see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the advertisements of forts and palaces, symbols of grandeur gone by, which remind us of the fact that if the people who built those forts and palaces could not hang on to them, and if the forts and palaces themselves have now become relics of archaeology, then what do you think is going to happen to your businesses and your houses and whatever else you're building. It doesn't mean don't build them. It means that if you built them at the cost of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is a price to pay. So when you are totting up the cost of your building, don't just tot up the cost in terms of the concrete and cement and steel and architect's fees and whatever else, but also add to it the cost of forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that process, if that happened to you. If you don't think it happened to you, alhamdulillah, all power to you. But if it happened to you, think about that. So the first way of multitasking is to see the signs, train yourself to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that you see around yourself. And by seeing, I don't mean only seeing visibly, but seeing in terms of all our faculties. So what you hear, what you feel, all of that. Number one. Number two is constantly to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr doesn't have to be made with a tasbih in your hand or a counter or anything like that. I'm not saying count. I'm saying make dhikr. Anything, any of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. One of the absolute number one best, and then I do that, I recommend that to everybody, which is to send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Durud. Because this is the only one on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 salawat, 10 salams on the person who sends one durood on his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the other adhkar you have, hasanat, you get reward. But the benefit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending his salam on you is only on this one dhikr, which is salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So second step of multitasking is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third step of multitasking to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are engaged in your worldly affairs. And this one comes out of the first and second, which is concern for the fact that you do not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, in any of your activities. If there is anything that remotely has the possibility of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you leave that. Because otherwise, that is the cost that gets added up to whatever you're doing. And that cost is way beyond what you and I can pay. And this, as I said, this concern for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is taqwa, comes out of seeing and recognizing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you and in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So, three things. Recognize the signs, make dhikr, and be concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means halal and haram. Make sure that you are doing halal, that you are not doing haram, and if there's any doubt, clarify the doubt before you touch it. And the fourth thing is to ensure that you fulfill the fara'id, because there is no way that you can succeed if you are not fulfilling the fara'id. What Allah made fard on you, if you leave that. And this happens a lot of times. For those of us who are, high-powered, startup companies, starting businesses, doing whatever we're doing, fully engaged in succeeding in the world. And believe me, there's absolutely nothing wrong in succeeding in the world. There's absolutely nothing wrong in making money. There's absolutely nothing romantic about being poor. You must work to be successful, to be powerful, to be wealthy. Only then can you succeed. And therefore, one must be concerned about making money, being powerful, but not at the expense of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing is to use your other faculties. So we are talking about dhikr, which is thought as well as speech, also of listening. Multitasking also has to do with using other faculties, as in listening, for example, listening to Quran, listening to useful lectures, you're listening to different kinds of podcasts, not necessarily Islamic, but other things which will also enhance your thinking and your reflective capabilities. So listening, and this can be done while you're traveling in all kinds of ways. Now obviously it doesn't mean let your attention be distracted if you're driving, but other than that, listening in positive ways.
Another thing which is obviously which can be done and should be done is to read. And the best of the reading is of course the Quran, and then of course anything else that you find useful to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This reading can be done, especially people with long commutes. The commute can become a source of great khair and great barakah, that you use the commute positively to read instead of wasting time on social media or whatever else we do. So do think of all the different ways in which you can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by multitasking during the course of your normal day.
I will end this one with this 4 clear steps, inshallah, in order to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are engaged in our worldly stuff. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to enable us to fulfill the suggestion, fulfill our duties and to fulfill the purpose of our creation.